Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
The new leadership of the powerful Teamsters Union says they'll dare to struggle and dare to win against the bosses warring on the workers.
As the powerful Teamsters Union prepares to usher in a new era of union democracy for the rank-and-file members and says it's prepared to struggle and win against the bosses' war on the workers.
Celebrating the Teamsters United victory, we'll hear from Fred Zuckerman, newly elected Teamsters Vice President. And then we'll speak with the legendary Ken Paff, Teamsters for a Democratic Union national organizer, and Antoine Andrews, lead shop steward from Teamsters Local 804, representing the UPS workers.
Teamsters dare to struggle and dare to win. Watch out, Jeff Bezos. I think you've met your match.
My name is Antoine Andrews, 25-year veteran of Teamsters Local 804, which I'm greatly proud of. I want to kick off this event by making a special acknowledgement because of TDU's, the I-Slate, latest victory. I want to recognize Vinnie Perrone, Ken Paff, Fred Zuckerman, who else am I forgetting, Dave Levine, and every individual who got the members out to vote, and every member that voted. I want everybody to know that that was a great victory, and we will not be broken. We stand for one. Thank you, Ms. Wright. Our next speaker is a true leader, standing up for the membership, dedicating his personal time to fight for the membership. So I want to introduce Mr. Fred Zuckerman.
I'm getting aware we can wind down a little bit. We've been through a campaign that seems like it's been going on for 12 years. At least I've been doing it for 12 years. And we've won some, we've lost some, but this campaign, we won. It was enormous by the vote count that came out and the margins that we won by. And nobody has ever seen that before. And it's because we all came together. 12 years ago, 10 years ago when I ran, we were kind of fractured. We didn't have anything going. We didn't have coalitions going. So it was a little bit more difficult. We got our butts kicked pretty good, but we all knew that things needed to change. And 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, we formed a coalition. We formed a coalition with TDU. We formed a coalition with other folks. And we came within 6,000 votes of winning. Now, we didn't have a lot going for us, right? We didn't have the money that we had this time. We didn't have the staff that we had this time. We didn't have the support of the members that we had this time. We didn't have a lot of those things that just seemed to coalesce into this campaign, and that's what gave us the win. Now, I appreciate Ken, David, all the TDU folks that have supported this same vision that we've had for a long time to accomplish this. We could have went in different directions, but we knew from our past that that wasn't the right thing to do, that we need to figure out how to win. And there's always ways to win. You just got to figure out how to get there. Now, it may not be perfect, but I think that we can make it perfect. We know what the members want. They're the ones that sent us here. We know what they want. They've told everybody that they want a more militant union, that they want aggressiveness with the employers, that they want somebody to stand with them when they fight back against the employers. One of the things that's happening right now in America, and you all see it, is that employees are standing up for themselves, and they're doing it in big numbers. They have strikes. They got strikes at Nabisco. They ain't taking it no more. They had strikes at John Deere. They ain't taking it no more. All over America, people are finally standing up to get what they want. They're finally growing a set. And you know what? They should have done that a long time. But what's exciting about where we're at right now is that we are coming right behind them on this. And as long as they continue to be militant and aggressive with their jobs, with their employers, we're going to be helping them do that. And that's an exciting thing. I am very excited about our future. As long as we believe that we can make things better, as long as we do the right things, as long as in our hearts that we're not going to cower down to employers, that we're going to fight every step of the way to make things better, to make a better life for the people that we represent out there, we're going to be successful. I think they're at a point where they're going to support us, and I know that we're at a point where we're going to support them. So I thank everybody for allowing me to talk for a couple minutes. I certainly want to thank these guys because we have accomplished what we've been trying to do for a very long time, and we're going to have a hell of a time finishing this job off.
We're here with Ken Paff. You are a legend. You are a legend. You've been fighting for democracy for decades. And you reference my union, the UAW, where my presidents are now doing some, or should be doing some time. But so really, what does this victory mean after these decades of fighting for union democracy and still the issue of union democracy for really building a strong working class?
Well, I think the relationship is you've got to involve members to build a fighting, strong labor movement to where they're saying our union, not the union. If you look at the history of labor, when unions have grown is when there is more membership involvement and even more turmoil in the unions. Too many labor leaders say, well, if I don't get any grievances and no one comes to the hall, that means all the members are happy. It means all the members are passive. We're not going to grow, we're not going to build, and corporations are going to continue to kick us in the ass. The way solidarity can beat corporate greed is with a lot more member mobilization, involvement, empowerment, more leaders coming up from below. That's our mantra in TDU. You mentioned the UAW, and I'm very happy for the vote this week. It didn't change the leadership, but it said to the leadership, we want to have the right to vote because you've been signing two-tier agreements. And it was 64%, which is a heavy margin, but in the automotive production plants, I went down the locals, it was 70 and 80% of the workers are saying, we want to directly elect international officers because they're selling us out, they're signing two-tier agreements, they're unable to organize, they can't organize a whorehouse with a pocket full of $100 bills. They really want to change. And as was said by other speakers tonight, we're seeing some upsurge in the labor movement. It's still small. Corporations are still winning. I live in California, which has more billionaires than anywhere else on earth, and I think we have more homeless, too. And there's something really, really wrong with that picture. It's going to take a lot of a powerful movement to confront the power of the billionaires in this country and in the world. So we want to be part of that. The Teamsters are the logistics union in the United States. They're in growth industries. It's not like a steel union, which is automated and recycled out of existence practically. There are more truck drivers, warehouse, and none of it can be offshored. You cannot deliver groceries in New York with a warehouse in Taiwan, and you can't deliver UPS parcels in New York with a truck driver in Thailand. These are industries that are here to stay. They're profitable. Waste, recycle. The Teamsters are big in rail as well. 99% of the rail locomotives in the United States are actually in the Teamsters. It's a heavily unionized industry, but it's divided up in different unions and crafts. That needs to change. There's a lot of change needed beyond the election in the Teamsters. We want to do our part in the Teamsters and be part of an upsurge in the labor movement.
Teamsters for a Democratic Union, you came out of. You supported the Teamsters United. But tell us a little bit about Teamsters for a Democratic Union.
Teamsters for a Democratic Union, we are the insurgent reform movement. We don't call ourselves a caucus. We call ourselves a movement. because that's our thrust. It's our emphasis. We are a caucus, obviously, by definition. And yes, we supported Teamsters United. We were part of a broader coalition of forces that came together, some of whom have been with HAFA, some of whom were with the insurgent TDU movement. A lot of this came out of rejection of sellout contracts, two-tier agreements, contracts in the trucking field, in car haul, in the freight industry, which is industrial trucking, and United Parcel Service, which is the largest labor contract in the United States with 350,000 members. TDU is about empowering workers, transforming our locals, developing more leaders, developing a more diverse leadership in the entire labor movement, drawing more black, brown, and leaders in, more women leaders into leadership in the labor movement, and putting the rank and file in the driver's seat. Many of the unions in the United States don't do that. That's a matter of fact. Their thrust is not to involve the rank and file. They might want to mobilize them for a march or to vote for Joe Biden. All that is fine, but it's much too minimal. It turns the members into consumers. And they become alienated from the union. They see the only thing the union told them to do was to vote for Joe Biden. Many of them don't even like Joe Biden. So how are you going to convince them politically when you haven't convinced them to be involved in their own union? And that's what TDU is about.
How did you convince TDU to get involved with O'Brien, who, of course, was linked with HAFA all these years? What made the critical edge for you to decide to support this administration?
That's a good question. There's an election every 5 years in the Teamsters. We do have the right to vote. It's critical. In 2016, we had allied with Fred Zuckerman. He had previously been an appointee of President HAFA, but he had broken with HAFA, and especially over contracts and militancy and supporting strikes and supporting members. As he said here tonight, when the members want to fight, we're going to be with them and we're going to help lead them. So he made that break. We started working with him on those issues. Then we supported him for president in 2016. Then that process expanded with Sean O'Brien this time. The same process. He supported the Vote No movement in the contracts. He supported the rejection of the United Parcel Service two-tier contract in 2018. The majority voted against it, but they imposed it anyway. They used a loophole in the Teamster Constitution, which fortunately we got changed this year, but it allowed them to impose a minority contract if less than half of the people had voted, and slightly less than half had voted. So Sean O'Brien was working with Fred and was working with TDU, and we began to explore the possibility of a coalition. In 2019, Sean O'Brien came to the TDU convention. He was questioned. There was a lot of discussion. We voted overwhelmingly to join in the Teamsters United coalition, and that's how that came about. It is a broad coalition, there's no doubt about it, but that's what enabled an overwhelming two-thirds, 66.6% vote, which surprised a lot of people, including me. That was a higher vote than I expected. And it was across the board. I mean, 50 states, I think they won three or something, and those were small. It was across the board. It was a unifying election in that way, a rejection of the HAFA administration, the HAFA direction, and the collaboration with employers. Where it goes from here, though, is wide open.
And one of the goals that Teamsters United and Teamsters for Democratic Union have is to take on Amazon, the Amazon drivers, empower them. How will that be done?
That's a big question, and how it'll be done is open, and it certainly isn't going to happen short term. There are small organizing efforts now. I think they need to be nurtured. There needs to be a national program. I think the Teamsters need to take the lead. The Teamsters is a logistics union. But all the labor movement needs to get involved, all the unions. And we need to draw in community groups, political leaders that are supportive. And one of the things that Sean O'Brien said at the TDU convention is, we have to show we can win. You got to win at UPS. I live in Richmond, California. There's a UPS hub a couple miles from my house. There are 2,000 Teamsters there. There's a fence in between it and a big Amazon hub with a comparable number of workers. That's typical. because warehouses are located in warehouse areas. We got to have UPS workers that are proud of the union, that think, see it as a fighting union, that's won a good contract for them, and that are going to go over the fence next door, be willing to join as volunteer organizers to help organize Amazon. So that's one of the things. It's obviously not the only thing, but it's something that needs to happen. And I do see it. It's going to be long-term. Anyone who thinks you're going to call an NLRB vote this year, not going to happen. At this point, in Birmingham, Amazon, but what was their number one argument? What can the union do for you? We pay you. We set the wage. What are they going to do? They play on the fact that the union can't win anything from them. We have to show we can win. We have to go, oh, yeah, we can win. We'll kick their butt and have it be credible.
The issue of winning economic strikes, we've seen Nabisco. We've seen coal miners out there. We see Kellogg cereal division that's been out there for weeks and weeks and weeks in 15-degree weather, etc. So how does the labor movement, looking at a broader picture, begin to really win economic strikes? And where do you see building a greater consciousness in the culture, which is so demeaning to working people and so demeaning to unions?
Well, that's a bigger question for the Teamsters, the whole labor movement and beyond, and that is a longer-term challenge. I would challenge the fact that economic strikes haven't won. They want big gains at Deere by rejecting the contract and going on strike. They won gains at Volvo Trucks. They won gains at Nabisco. Now, not always, but keep in mind, when you're taking on like United Parcel Service, an extremely profitable corporation, or John Deere, $6 billion profit, you're in a strong position in bargaining. And most especially in the Teamsters, industries that cannot be offshored. Every time a company goes on strike, we're going to move the plant to Mexico. You're not going to move UPS to Mexico. It'll be too hard to deliver in Manhattan from Mexico. It's a long drive. So they're not moving. We're not moving the logistics industry. And that's why it's a critical industry to help take a lead and start to build solidarity. And the Teamsters traditionally have a good tradition of supporting the strikes, and we need to build on that, strengthen it, and be the center of solidarity. You're on strike, we're not delivering. We'll be there with you. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder. So I think that's important.
Do you think it's strategic to build community labor relations to work together in order to deal with the issue of diversity, human rights, and civil rights issues that have been raised by Black Lives Matter and other groups, to really create that kind of full-court press of working people who create all the wealth, all the value?
It's important, I agree, because what's the first thing people say when they go on strike? Well, they have a pension plan. You don't. Why should you support them? This is especially used against public workers. They got something you don't have. They play on this, and we have to be supporting the community, supporting broad popular issues. When the labor movement takes on broad popular issues, they do better than when they take on something that looks like, well, that's just a union issue. We see that even on the simplest things, like every time there's something on the ballot to raise the minimum wage, it passes, even in Arkansas. Trump can carry 70% in the vote in Arkansas, but people will vote to raise the minimum wage. So just basic things like that and building on that, but you're absolutely right. Listen, I got to leave you.
Kent Paff, thank you.
My pleasure.
Antoine Andrews, and I want him to tell us what he does with UPS and how long he's worked there.
I've been working with UPS for 25 plus years. I'm also a union representative, shop steward. I've been a shop steward for 11 plus years as well, and I'm a delivery package car driver, servicing the customers in Brooklyn, New York.
There's two things that come to mind. I mean, a lot of people have been very cynical about the Teamsters as a whole. And certainly the Mr. O'Brien, who's just won, came from the Hoffa slate. And there are lots of issues about corruption and fighting for union democracy. So why the great enthusiasm at this time? What do you think is different? And what kind of democracy do you think will be established with this administration?
Being in the union, to me, is security, is protection for not only my future, but the future of my family and the future of every member and every family. I understand that people would be a little cynical when it comes to people in general and also the union. I think a lot of it is because of brainwashing, a lack of education. But I am totally confident in Mr. O'Brien, along with individuals on that team, Vinny Perrone, Juan Campos out of Chicago 705. I've seen and I've witnessed, especially my president, Vinny Perrone, stand up and fight head on the company for the betterment of every member and every rank and file member, not only in Local 804, which is my local, but throughout the country.
What would you like to see come out of this victory for Teamsters United that would help not only Teamsters throughout the country, but Teamsters and also those working for UPS?
Yeah, so what I would like to see come out of this victory of Teamsters United is more organizing, more unity amongst the members, and mostly the education. Way too often, people in power and leadership positions fail to educate the rank and file members. Because of that failure, there is a huge level of apathy, and members don't get involved. So I would like to see more education come out of this, more organizing, and more unity amongst the members.
Now, one of the things that was mentioned, a lot of us have our eyes on the prize of Amazon and cracking that nut wide open. And you can say, I'm talking about Jeff Bezos or I'm talking about the issue. But in any event, the issue of organizing, it would seem to me at this point, has been pointed out that we need a good deal more volunteer organizers, not just professional staff people. There needs to be community labor alliances. And certainly another issue in organizing has been the division around the question of race. And so I'm wondering what you think about these issues, particularly as a man of African ancestry, the issue of race, and what's going to really create that organizing drive, that incentive, that push that labor doesn't seem to have had for these past two decades.
I hope that I'm not sounding redundant, but to answer your question from my heart, I believe it's education, encouraging the members to get involved. I have to say that today was a very long day for me. My president, Vinny Perrone, invited me to attend a panel. It's like a mock panel where they give different scenarios. You have five panelists. They go through different scenarios of what could take place on a work site. And that was very educational for me because, you know, being a shop steward for 11 plus years, some of the things that was mentioned today at this convention was mind-blowing. So I would now utilize that information to take back to, you know, utilize it on the shop floor. And that there is building. And that there is protecting the membership. So I would like to see more involvement. One thing I must say with this recent election with the Oslate is that there is more involvement. When you look at the last election that took place about five years ago, there was a very low turnout. So we're climbing the mountain slowly but surely, and we're getting more members to be involved and to vote, giving them that knowledge of what they need to participate. That's what it is. We have a very low level of participation. I like to see more involvement coming out of this.
And what about helping other labor unions in their struggles when they're on the picket line and hopefully they reciprocate?
Well, certainly. I mean, as I mentioned in my speech, when we unite, we win. So it's not only about Teamsters. There's other organizations that I've actually participated in myself when they face crisis on their work site. So it's all about building and staying united.
Mentioned a moment ago, community labor alliances. Can you see working with Black Lives Matter and groups that are fighting for human rights and civil rights as well for a real full court press, double teaming for the working class and the rights of our Teamster siblings?
Yes, yeah, so this is something that took place over a year ago. We had a day of action in front of the facility that I work at. There was amid the whole Black Lives Matter movement about a year ago, they came down to our facility and we gave speeches and, you know, in regards to the inequity and the racial disparity that is taking place in this country, we made it loud and clear to the company that we stand as one. If they dare think of practicing unfair labor practices and inequity, we will stand up and we will be there to face them head on.
And do you think, since people have mentioned one of the major problems in all the unions now are employers trying to create a two-tier system, talk to us about why that has to be something that is fought against and fought hard.
A two-tier system is an unfair labor practice. It's not a practice of equality. It's not a practice of fairness because, you know, coming up in the rank and files, I fought and I worked hard to be where I am today. So for the company to create this two-tier system is an unfairness for these individuals coming in now and also the unborn. So that is something that we are definitely working on to eradicate.
Well, I thank you very much. And I see a long, glorious career for you, both as MC and, most importantly, more importantly, as a major labor leader in a democratic union fighting for the interests of the working class. So thank you so much for what you do and the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great.
You've been listening to the legendary Ken Paff, rank and file, the union democracy advocate with Teamsters for a Democratic Union, Fred Zuckerman, newly elected vice president of the Teamsters Union, and UPS worker and local 804 shop steward, Antoine Andrews.
This has been Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Educate, agitate, and organize for the empowerment of we the people, for another world is possible.